Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Pei Aleph. Discussion begins really on Amud Aleph with a comment on the Mishnah about the prohibited size of a rock in regards to carrying between domains on Shabbos. The Gemara launches into a lengthy debate about the kind, type, the number, the shape of stones permitted for one to use as a form of toilet paper, person to clean themselves after using the washroom, to substitute on Shabbos. When it comes to the middle of Amud Beis, we have another debate about the use of a stone for wiping purposes that has grass growing on it. So to remove the grass, according to Rish Lakish, should be a violation of Kotzos. The Gemara says, based on Rish Lakish, that if so, one may also carry a parpisa, which is a perforated pot, an atzitz nakuv, and the Gemara rejects this because the flower pot did not have a clear purpose in contrast to the stones. It comes to Abaye and says, which were on the top, while we're on the topic, if you take this parpisa and put it on pegs, this is a violation of detaching, also known as tolesh, which would be a subset of the malach of kotzer, of harvesting or cutting down in a tree, for example, so a branch. So if you put it on the ground, that would be a violation of zoreya, because you're reattaching it, in a sense, to the nourishing source of the ground. So Rishonim point out, and earlier in the daf, this concept is already brought up, which has its roots in Brachos Yotesim and Beis, that it's permitted to violate a rabbinic prohibition to protect someone from being embarrassed. We spoke about this in our insight back then on Brachos Daf Yotes. And the main example was Kilayim Derabanan. The person is wearing a certain clothing, and there's an issue of rabbinic Kilayim, rabbinic forbidden mixture of materials. One would not be obligated to take off that clothing, be embarrassing. Comes to Doraisa, though, only a sheval tas, a passive violation, is permitted, but not a kumvase. So here we have the individual who needs a bathroom on Shabbos. Argamar said, you may violate muktzah for kavod abrios. Now fast forward to the age of toilet paper, what to do? We'll go into the bathroom, there's no pre-ripped toilet paper left, or it wasn't ripped before Shabbos, there's nothing there, there's no tissues. And all you have is the regular roll of toilet paper available. So at the minimum, you may rip it in an unusual fashion, because that's a shinoi, which is a derabanan, doing something in an unusual way, a malach in an unusual way, it's a derabanan, rabbinic prohibition, in a place of kavod abrios. And at best, it's not even considered korea, according to some. So now we have this parpisa, and that's all there is to wipe. It's picked up, and the Gemara says tolesh. So Rashi comes and says it can't really be doraisa of tolesh because we don't permit kavod abrios in a doraisa. Violating it must be only midrabanan. But because it looks a little like tolesh, that's what the Gemara said, such a thing. Therefore, the definition of kotzer, of harvesting, is not the restriction or cutting off of the nourishment, but rather going from something that's attached to something that's detached, something that's mechubar to tolesh. So however, vice versa, going from the pegs back to the ground, that will be planting on a Torah level. It doesn't require the actual plant is attached, the roots are attached to the ground. So therefore, for Rashi, this atzitz nakuv, the perforated pot, is considered mechubar while on the pegs, based on the permission on our daf to use a stone with grass in it for cleaning oneself. Tosos, however, on our daf, questions Rashi based on the sheet of Rava. The sheet of Rava is found in the Gemara in Gittin of Zayinim Abayis. Rava there says, even according to the Rabbanan who hold that a boat that skims the seafloor is considered attached to the seafloor, it's considered mechubar to the floor. Nevertheless, Atzitz Nakuv, this perforated pot on the pegs, has the air. There's the airspace, wind going underneath it, separates from the ground. Therefore, that would be considered tolesh. The re-answers we see, our Gemara clearly wasn't concerned for Rava's opinion. It comes out that for Rava, unless the rock would already be suspended, it wouldn't be permitted to use it. So this opinion of Rava will explain the Rambam's position, Hilchos Shabbos Perches Halacha Dalet, where he says, putting the pot on pegs would be d'oraisa violation. Magi Mishnah points out that the Rambam does not include the permissive psak of our Gemara to use the rock for cleaning oneself. Rav Nevin Sal Malachos Shabbos, page 69, explains that the Rambam must have held that Reish Lakish, who allowed picking up the stone, was in a case where the stone was already suspended on pegs. A different chiluk is made by the Or Sameach, that the parpisa is really dirt and soil. And that's sitting on top of dirt and soil. It's like an extension of the soil. Therefore, it's a real cutting of the yanika. It's a real cutting nourishing when lifted, as opposed to the stone, which is a separate entity from the ground.